This is Wade Rethke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. 360,000 people in Britain signed a petition asking the government to bar entry to Donald Trump for hate speech. Congress, after years of stalemate, approved large-scale revisions of George Bush's No Child Left Behind legislation, returning control to local school boards state by state rather than federal oversight. As the world turns, none of the 100 students involved in the Canyon City sexting scandal will face criminal charges. A lawsuit was filed in North Carolina challenging a state law allowing certain officials not to hold same-sex marriage, and Texas failed to block the 9 Syrian refugees resettled in the state or the 21 coming. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the proportion of the workforce that identified itself as self-employed fell to 10.1% in 2014, down from 10.7% in 2000, hardly a sign that the gig economy is growing. Women of nearly all levels of education have seen their earning power climb since the 1970s, while the earnings of men without a college degree have fallen between 5 and 25%. Children from homes with an annual income of over $108,000 are nearly twice as likely to enroll in college as those from homes that make less than $35,000. Nearly 43% of all young men in the U.S. between 18 and 34 and a third of all young women have yet to flee the nest. Chinese banks and firms have built or are in contracts to build at least 92 coal-fired power plants in 27 countries. Supreme Court agreed to decide whether states can make it a crime for motorists suspected of drunken driving to refuse breath, blood, or urine test. 13 states have such laws. It's estimated that 300,000 people in the U.S. have Chagas disease, virtually all of them immigrants from Latin America who were infected previously. The drug treatment is provided free to patients by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on an experimental basis. A normal course for 2 months costs $50 to $100 in Latin America. Turin Pharmaceuticals, involved in an earlier price-jumping scandal, is seeking FDA approval to sell the drug at exorbitant prices in the U.S. to the poor. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rethke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.